So many of us are crunched for time. It just seems like there's never enough time in the day, is there, Andrea?
There never is. And especially I find this time of the year is super busy for everyone, back to school, travel, you know, work. So I would concur, Lisa.
Yeah, it is crazy. So we are so lucky to have the wonderful Dr. Karuna Sebnani on the program. She's going to share her great information about her ebook, Get Relief from Time Deficit Disorder, How to Be Beautiful and Sane in Chaos, a health and lifestyle manual for entrepreneurs, entertainers, students, moms, and city living folks. Hello, Dr. Sebnani. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's so nice to have you on. I want to compliment you, by the way. Time Deficit Disorder, that is absolutely brilliant. Let's talk about how you came up with that and give us some tips. There's some great work out there that you've done, and we'd love to hear about it.
So I practiced in New York City, and as you can imagine, the term New York City was coined here for a reason. And I just see people compromising their health and beauty so often for their busy schedules. So that's how I came up with the term time deficit disorder. And it's kind of a joke, but it's also a serious thing that people face.
Yeah, it really is. I love how you include beauty in that as well, because I know in your practice you work a lot around skincare, and it seems like, you know, that the connection between stress, or I shouldn't say seems like, there has been a definitive connection between stress and your skin and your overall health.
Yes, and also digestion affects your beauty routine as well, and also if you're rushing around all the time and not paying attention to what you're putting in your body, who you're relating to, you know, not taking time to sleep enough, that all can affect your beauty as well. So it's really important to know if you're not going to be able to, you know, eat big meals or, you know, have a lot of time to sleep, especially at certain periods in your life, how you can still insert the health and beauty routines.
I think this would be very important, too, for new moms out there, because we know that when people become moms, they don't have any time and their beauty suffers. So what would you recommend, you know, maybe two or three tips for, you know, new moms, new parents out there who don't really have the time, or anyone in general who don't have the time to take care of themselves when it comes to their beauty?
The biggest tip that I tell everybody is to have a strong morning and night routine. I call the morning and night bookends, because everybody is sleeping, even if it's for, you know, God, an hour a night, and everybody has to get up in the morning. So you want to use what you already do to get your body relaxed and to get your beauty and health routine going. First off, in the morning, you want to make sure that you're not using your cell phone as an alarm clock. You want to take, even if it's just 1 minute in the morning, just take a deep breath before you open your eyes, even if you're sleeping next to your husband or your lover. Keep that first minute for yourself. You know, have gratitude for the day, set the theme for the day, and also just take a few deep breaths. If you start off in a rush and thinking, oh my gosh, you know, I'm late for work, I have to go, you know, I have to drink my coffee, I missed, you know, I already missed, you know, my chance to, you know, wash my face or whatever, you know, you know, when you're rushing, all these things happen, your entire day goes in that rushed mode, and it's really hard to then backtrack. And then at night, the second part of the bookend is a great time to do your beauty routine. You know, while you're brushing your teeth, you can maybe do, you know, face mask. You can let go of your day. Maybe you're doing one of the one-minute meditations that you'll see in the ebook that I've, you know, listed. You're taking some downtime to yourself, maybe doing a foot massage, another great tip, a foot bath. Take 2 minutes, do your foot bath while you're paying your bills. All of these things really allow the energy to come down from the head and for you to just relax. And then you sleep better, which, of course, is one of the biggest things for health, and then you start your day off right. So that's the biggest tip, the morning and night routine.
Well, I like that you mentioned that. It's not, it doesn't, you kept saying, you know, 1 minute here, 2 minutes here, and I like that they're very short and they don't take too much time, because I think that's part of the problem with the time deficit disorder is that we all get overwhelmed because we all have so much to do, and there's just sometimes not enough time in the day to do it all, right? So I like that they're easy 1 or 2 minute tips that we could do. And I love your point about the cell phone. I mean, let alone we don't want the radiation. I don't agree having a cell phone near anyone's head at night, especially, and if you do, make sure it's on airplane mode just from a radiation standpoint. But I love the fact that you're saying, you know, don't use it as your alarm clock, because we do tend to wake up and then reach right for, you know, do we have our emails, what's going on Facebook. So I think that's a really great tip.
Another great tip, too, is, you know, once again, we talk about pairing. Like I said, you're waking up and you're going to sleep in the morning, so you can start pairing your relaxation to that. You can also start inserting pauses during your transitions. Everybody has transitions, even if they're crazy, getting out of taxi cabs, working with clients, picking your kids up from school, you're waiting in that line. You want to just make sure to just even remember the word pause. This is what I do. And even if it's for 2 seconds, it makes such a big difference because you can just exhale and it can make a big difference, you know, with you responding, reacting to a situation. And that can include everything, the way that you are in a relationship with a client, making a food choice. You know, if you don't make that pause and you rushed around, haven't slept that much the night before, you might reach for that, you know, croissant or that fried food rather than taking a moment and thinking, oh, yeah, that didn't make me feel good. Let me make a different decision, right? You're still eating. You're still out. You can always just make a quick different decision on the menu, you know, at the cafe that you're at. So that's a really, really big one, is to insert pauses during your transition if you have, you know, PDD, always rushing.
You know, I love that. You know, one of the things I see, my daughter usually takes the bus home, but once in a while I have to pick her up, and every mom or dad or caregiver in the car is on their iPhone or cell phone or smartphone. And I always think, you know, sometimes I'll just put mine down and just, I'll do that. I'll try to take the deep breath or I'll put on some music, but it just seems like, you know, I miss the old days where you would just have to be sitting in your car waiting for your kid, right, Andrea? You know what I mean? It's just, I know it's convenient because you have that time, but and it's hard not to use it. What do you find, Andrea?
You know, I definitely agree. And I think, you know, I'm a big believer that, you know, just social media and the day, you know, the age that we're in with social media and internet, is I find it's that in itself is a time grabber, right? And it sucks you in. So, and we spend so much time, we probably don't even realize how much time we spend using Facebook and using social media and checking our emails. But I would think we could probably save a lot more time that if we even took a break from that, correct?
Absolutely. It's important to unplug and have the discipline to unplug, especially even if it's for a second here, you know, here or there. If you're really, really busy, obviously it may keep you on the computer or the phone, but we're talking about just minute things. Because a lot of people will tell me, you know, like that's my big joke that I write about in the book, which is actually not a joke because people say they're too rushed to relax. Relaxation stresses people out. I mean, that's what the world's come to. That's why I talk about it as an epidemic, you know. And another big tip that will really take people in a big direction is to have systems in place. You know, if you're traveling, have your systems in place. I talk about travel tips in the book. Know where everything goes. Keep it very simple. Simplification is really big if you are suffering with time deficit. Have a system for decluttering your closet, looking through all your emails, decluttering people out of your life that aren't working for you, you know, decluttering any type of situation, detoxing any type of situation that's bringing you down and bringing you stress. It's really important. And have those systems in place so that when something happens and you have to deal with the unexpected, which is really hard for people when they have time deficit because there's no time, you're able to act quickly. That's really important.
Well, you know, it's so funny because I just decluttered my closet, and I actually, you know, I'm kind of a slob, but I'm working on it. I've got my, I only wear athletic clothes, okay? So I've got my sleeveless tops, my short sleeve tops, and my long sleeve tops all organized. A lot of the sleeveless tops have like the built-in bra. Now in the morning, I just grab. I'm ready to go. I don't have to dig through piles of junk. So anyway, I love that. This, Andrea, I'm sure you're very much more organized than I am.
Well, you know what I mean? I think that everyone can learn. I am organized, but I think at the end of the day, you know, keeping all of our lives in order is the key. And, you know, I definitely encourage all of you out there listening to, you know, look into Dr. Subnani's ebook. And all of us, I think we all need a lesson in, you know, time deficit disorder. So thank you so much for being on our show today, Dr. Subnani. And until next time, stay connected at Radio MD and Naturally Savvy, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.